So, our first conversation, it's about spiritual matters. Yes, it's our office beat this morning. We're looking at spiritual solutions, right? Very often, and I'm very sure at some point during the day today, we're going to hear someone calling like, only God can help us. It's like the mantra, many a Nigerian. Do I even say humans now? Because if you remember, cast your mind back to 2019, into 2020. And last year, when the coronavirus literally shut the world down, you had different government officials all over the world at one point in time saying, pray for the nation. Remember that? Okay. Now, we are talking about spiritual solutions this morning. And my question is this, how genuine, listen very carefully, how genuine are street prophecies? We hear them, particularly in this part of the world, in Nigeria, we hear them virtually every day. Those of you who are in the market squares right now, those of you who work in the markets, those of you who ply your trade along certain major routes in Port Harcourt, you probably heard and seen these individuals. You know, they come to the market square, you know, and then they are, you know, telling you this year, this week, what you have not seen in the past 3 months, you're going to get it now. Now, please pay very close attention. This man speaking to you is not disavowing them. No. That's not it. But we're talking about those people who ask and who tell you then offer you solutions whilst you're walking down the street. I was once walking, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, I was once walking along Rumokuta, this was about some months ago, and then a young man stopped me. He had a suit on, tie, everything. He looked at me and said, God told me to tell you not to go to where you're going to right now. Coincidentally, I was going home. Not quite sure if God didn't want me to sleep in my house. Not quite sure. And then a few years ago, whilst getting into my house, someone called, all right? And apparently it was a wrong number. And I told him, sorry, this is a wrong number. You know, you should check a number and dial again. And then this person called again, rather aggressively, and said, young man, listen to me. I am a prophet of the Lord. I am trying to save your life. That place that you are right now is dangerous for you. Okay. How come I don't ever get those prophecies that tell me I'm going to win $1 million? Or, I don't know, I'm going to kick my foot and then fall down. And then, you know, maybe a new princess or Queen Elizabeth could just look at me and say, oh, I'm sorry, my dear. Did my car hit you? You know, come into my car. I'll give you the car brand new. How come I don't get those kind of prophecies? But anyway, Judah side, these prophecies and these, you know, prophets and these spiritual advisors are around very major and populated parts in Port Harcourt, and they are peddling prophecies. Now, I say peddling, forgive me if that seems extreme, but I say peddling. However, some of these prophecies, some people have said, have come to pass. So, on this Pokey Talk station this morning, I ask, how genuine, how legitimate are these street prophecies? And if by chance, in your place of business, if you've ever had someone walk in and tell you they were sent from God, like we had one of our colleagues who was apparently approached by one of these young persons and said God told him that he should sow into his ministry that he wants to start selling kerosene. I'm not making this up. This happened about 3 months ago downstairs, Wazobia FM. I can't make this up. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And then 0817-923-0009. Permit me to repeat the numbers again, please. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0009. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH is where you'll find us. We're talking about street prophecies. How genuine are they? Particularly in Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you for three. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Jude Omamigbe. My name is Gift Calling.
Good morning, Gift.
I'm calling from the new government house, Ada George.
Okay.
Jude, let me tell you something. All those things are fake.
They can't all be fake, are they? Can't
Jude, let me tell you something. I listen to prophecy. I listen to pastors. They say I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. But when they are moving, you see them move with mobo back and front. Why couldn't they cover themselves with that same prayer? Jude. So they should leave us. They all are calm. They are businessmen. That's my take this morning.
92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude Samuel Omamegbe. My name is Baridi Giadom. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt. Jude.
Yes, please.
Before the end of the month, you receive a miracle alert. The louder your amen, the faster your miracle.
Are you not trivializing people's faith by saying that? Because people will tell you they have actually, as it were, keyed into that prophecy and they've had
but
results.
Some people still believe it. They will still believe.
That's what I'm saying.
Fake. All these fake prophecies. Fake.
But they can't all be fake if, you know, people are actually... Look, if you've never... I know some of you have not, but if you've never been to a major market, right, maybe you probably haven't had this experience. If you don't walk on the streets of Port Harcourt, maybe you've never had this experience. But for those of us who have walked on the streets of Port Harcourt, right, and for those people who, particularly those who are in the marketplaces, even supermarkets, there's some people who have walked in, you know, and called one of the security men or called the person at the cashier and says, hey, God told me to tell you. Look, once again, we cannot trivialize people's faith or belief system. 92.3. Oh, dear. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Oh, dear. Hello. Good morning. Oh, dear. Busy lines. Wow. People must be having a lot of experiences with this. Okay. All right. Hmm. 92.3. Good morning. All right, good morning, Jude. In Wicked's voice, it's all fake. Wow, people are using Wicked's voice now. It's all fake? Wow, really? Hello, Port Harcourt. I'm so sorry. Busy lines this morning. 92.3, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
This is Michael.
Calling
from the Glen Wood.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Some of those prophecies are true. Some are lies.
Some are true. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. This is some are true, some are lies. All right. So, if you've had a true prophecy, a street prophecy, just walking down and you know, someone, you know, told you something about yourself or something, you know, that God told them or the spirits told them that something is going to happen to you, please call us, tell us. And very importantly, how do we validate these prophecies? 93.3, hello, Pozako. Good morning.
Yeah, Jude, good morning. This is Mr. Zion.
Good morning.
Some are true.
Some are true.
It has happened to me.
Okay.
And it was confirmed. I'm speaking from my experience. My experience in 2019, I cannot forget. Coming back from work in the evening, kind of stressed up, tired, because of some certain issues around me. This lady just beckoned on me. Initially, I thought it's one of these ones who needed transport. You know, they are very common in our area, in that park, along the water lines area. So I was just like preparing, not even 500 or 200. That was how I was just calculating. You know. And I approached her. I just put my hands in my pocket. She said, no, hold it there. This was her comment. And she released a prophecy upon me. Brother, I cannot forget this. Sometimes 2019, November, September, October, November, yes. The prophecy came, and I was just like, it's also only prophesy for me like this. But something validated it. When she mentioned an issue, so bothered in my heart. And she said, look, I give you few months from now, you shall have a double portion, more better, more validated I cannot forget it. I cannot forget it. I can send evidences to you. And honestly, I brought out 3,000 naira.
Wow.
And said, look, I'm not giving you because you prophesied. I'm only supporting this ministry. I am convinced about that. And she now believe, I cannot forget that tongue she spoke. And I left. She said, it is well. You may see me or you may not see me again, but it is well. Today, as I'm talking to you, it manifested less than 3 months of what that lady prophesied to me right at Waterlines towards them. They are going towards the garrison now. Immediately after Waterlines. Honestly speaking, some of them are real. If you open your heart to receive an angel will appear to you.
Okay.
If you open, block your heart, they are all fake. You will see fake. Of course, presently, the way we are now, you can only connect to good people if you are good. You are connected to wrong prophecy if you are negative. That is why the Bible instructed us that what flows from our heart is powerful. So we should guide it with all diligence. My brother, some of them are real.
Some of them are real. Interesting. This one here says, Jude, good morning. Please, let's be very careful with the way we entertain some of these charlatans. Yes, some could be real, but let's be very honest. Real people don't come around and tell you things that have already happened or that might likely happen. I am a man of specificity. Be specific. Let me know that it is really the spirit that is speaking through you. Interesting. And that is from Thank God. Let him know that it's the spirit that is really speaking through him. All right, so I'm going to prophesy right now that we are going to go on a commercial, right? Good. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back. Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Man is a spiritual being. To say otherwise is to divide yourself from nature. At least that is what the ethos of some particular religious practitioners uphold. I don't know where you stand. But this morning, we're talking about spiritual solutions, particularly spiritual prophecies. Do you believe how genuine, particularly in the streets of Port Harcourt, because maybe they are more effective, maybe in Lagos or Abuja or Benin, I don't know. But here in Port Harcourt, we've had several people, and they happen a lot even today. I'm very sure today, if you get to the market from about 11 o'clock or 12 p.m., you're going to find someone who's going to stand somewhere, who's going to tell the market woman that this day, this week, this month, something is going to happen. That happens a lot. But we're talking about those specific prophecies, people who will stop you and tell you that God told them that this is what's going to happen to you on the streets of Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. And then 0817-923-0009. That's the female caller line. Our question is this. Very simple, straightforward question this morning on your office beats when you're walking on the streets at your shops. How genuine are the street prophecies you receive? Hello, Port Harcourt. 9.3. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome please.
Some are true, some are fake. But they are about this what happens to me. But it's not saying somebody tell me all these that. You see, I wake up one day like this. Just starting to happen, I think it's almost 3 or 4 years ago. My boy, that's my second son. And I did the secondary school in Ikoreke, that's Kantike, my school. I woke up one day. I told my wife, look, this morning, I'm going to bring my dad out of that school this morning. After I drained, I was not feeling fine with that body. So it didn't take up to 2 hours. I saw somebody knock on my door. He said, please enter this house.
Okay.
He's looking for John Amadi's house. He's looking for John Amadi's house. I said, yes, you are welcome. This is my home. So he came in and he started telling me that I have my son is in the school. And I should go now and bring that guy out of that school now. I said, what happened? He said, the Lord sent him. Okay, wait. I now get him. I went and called my wife. Say, come and hear what this man of God is talking about. So now the man explained everything. My wife look on that, sight on me. And man of God, this is exactly what we are doing. What we are saying now is just what my husband woke up this morning saying he's going to bring that child. He said, man, say yes. I'm with God. That I am in the Lord. That is, God is using me very well. But to go now and bring that child. And I did so. I went to that school at the Korea. I brought my child out of that school immediately and sent him to Abia, the school. Close to Obi Obi inside. And that child school here, finished the school and proceed to polytechnic. So sometimes the theories are just truth. There's some aspect. So that is my thing. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Some are true. Obviously, some will tell you some are fake. Prophecy is an organized crime getting intelligence from people and using unknown faces to tell them and give solutions that work on probabilities. Are we still doing these religious things? Educational, that's what Dagogo says. Dude, I mean, if you have the power to see the future, you will achieve greatness. People will look for you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, please, my name is Carol.
Welcome.
Am I able to leave?
Yes, please. Good morning, Carol.
Okay, good morning. I think this is my first time of calling, and that's because you're discussing an important thing. Yesterday, something seriously happened at Romo Mati. Immediately, if you're coming from OEM, immediately after Pamo Clinic.
Okay.
Within that area.
Okay.
A man pretended to be someone who came to do POS on a POS stand. So the woman just opened her POS shop that very morning, yesterday morning. Immediately she opened, the man walked in and said he wants to do POS. So the woman said, okay, brought out her POS machine, wanted to attend to him, requested for his ATM card. Only for the man to when you enter somebody's shop, you can just feel free to just place your hand somewhere. So the man placed his hand somewhere and he was like, this is shit, madam. The man was like, wow, what? She checked it. Truly, it's shit. This man prayed for more than 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
The woman was praying, the man was praying. But what baffled everybody? The man requested for red oil, salt, mix in the water, praying, all these prophecy things. After praying, for more than 1 hour, the man left. 2 minutes, the woman opened her locker. Then she takes money. Luckily for her, it was the remaining 50-something thousand that she left over yesterday that was still remaining in her locker. If maybe that morning she would have gone to bank, brought another money, which would have been more than 50,000 naira, it would have been a different bargain. But only for her to find out that 50,000 naira is gone.
Whoa.
No way. Invariably, the man planted that shit and sat somewhere, watched her come, open her shop, and then displayed what he wanted to and achieved his aim that morning. As I speak with you now, the woman is still crying over that. How can a human comb in God's woman saying prophecies, this and that. The man said a lot of things. This woman was still crying up to this morning as I speak with him. I say, God, what kind of word are we into? Anyway, I just say, let me air it out so that people can be careful on how they are doing things with these prophecies. Some are real and some are very bad, not true. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol, sharing a story with us. Interesting. For me, I do not fall for those cheap prophecies. People should step out their game, step up their game, and stop believing nonsense fake pastors say all the name of collecting money. Njoku Augustine, who's sending us from HA. Good morning. Right from the Bible, these things were happening, but God cautioned the Israelites to beware of those mostly unscrupulous people. God warned that they are not from him. Barry Johnson. Okay. Good morning, Jude. All these prophecies are really causing problems than the solutions for us. A friend of mine now is on the street because a prophetess told her mom that she's a cause of misfortune in her life and did not send her out of the house, that she would keep having bad luck. Wow. And her mom quickly packed her things and sent her own daughter out. Fascinating. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Tunde. This is my first time calling.
Good morning, Tunde.
See, there are a lot of fake prophets in the world today. One needs to be careful. God is faithful to his word. Once you know God, once you believe in God, you can hear God for yourself. Live and direct, you can hear God for yourself. But the problem is that people are looking for somebody who will see vision for them, which is wrong. You can't see vision for yourself when you believe God. Read the word of God. If you don't understand the word, ask people that understand the word of God to interpret the word to you. You get better. There's so many fake prophets in the world today. We need to be careful.
All right, that's my thing. Thank you very much. We need to be careful. Yep. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, please.
Well, I don't blame the so-called prophets. I blame the people who believe that human beings can solicit for them, on behalf of them, through God. I blame them because they all fear men more than God. They believe what men say more than what God say. Already God has said everything, and everything is written in the Bible. So why should people believe in their fellow human beings, that they are prophets, that they will tell them what they are going to do?
Are you saying there are no genuine prophets?
Find their way to God. Believe in God. Read their Bible every day. They will understand more than believing in ordinary human beings, that they will tell them what is going to happen to them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Interesting. Okay. All right. Good morning, Jude. So prophecies are real, while some are not. I remember when I traveled to the UK for the first time, 3 days to the day of my departure, a man walked up to me on the street and said to me, "My daughter, you're about to travel abroad. Thank God no one knew when you were moving for your visa. Had it been you had spoken about it, you wouldn't have gotten that visa. Now you have to pray really hard because the problem is waiting for you at the entrance of that country you are going to. If you're not strong, you will return back to Nigeria from the airport. But if you succeed and enter, you will make it. Mr. Jude, when I got to Heathrow Airport, what happened? Just because I didn't write the address of where I was going to the UK, the immigration turned me back. It was a huge fight between all the passengers on board on the plane and the immigration authorities. At the end, I was detained for 9 days. I was released, given admission to enter the UK, and also my visa was extended by the Home Office. Interesting. While all these happened at the airport in Heathrow, I remember the prophecy, and I fought really hard because I was already aware of the problem and that the prophecy came to pass and I got victory. That's from Aka. Interesting. So, June, my mom once took me to a church. One lady walked up to me and said, "I will be a musician," that she saw me with a guitar. Jude, I have never and I would never be a musician. I don't even have the talent to choose music. Jude, I am an interior decorator. These men are fulfilling Bible prophecies. Ah, okay. I'm not quite sure how. Anyway, all right, get to Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. All right, 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. That is the female caller line. We have just about 6 minutes to wrap up our first conversation this morning. If you just join us, our question, very straightforward question today. It's on the office beat as people go around their businesses and things like that every Thursday. I ask, how genuine are these street prophecies? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning, please.
This is Akuku from Awokichi.
Good morning, Akuku.
Yeah, so what you are talking about, all these spiritual people you are talking about, most of them are fake, definitely. But due to condition of how this world is, Russia, Nigeria, you see people are laying their hands in other way to succeed in one or two things, maybe by money, looking for money, or child, or some difficulties that cause to them.
Mm.
That's why you see most of them. So you can use them and combine with a word of God or whatever. But I know that most of these prophecies in the church, most of them lay hand in those things by doing it. I just tell it, truth. But we just go there to pray for God only. So that is the only thing.
All right, thank you very much, Dakuku. All right, this one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. Yes, I believe in prophecies, but I'm also very skeptical about those who come from nowhere to give you a prophecy. This is where we find ourselves. However, we should be open-minded. After all, people will have entertained strangers and thereby receiving angels. Interesting. All right, that's from Mary. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello? 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Lucy. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, yes, sir.
Okay, my contribution to this discussion is actually this. You know, a lot of people fall victim of this because they don't know who they are. Especially those that call themselves Christians. Call yourself a child of God. And when I mean a child of God, I mean a true Christian. Yes, everyone is a Christian in our society, but those who are really children of God shouldn't fall into such. Because God has given us the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is in each and every one of us. He's speaking to us on daily basis, but if you are not sensitive, you ignorant to His voice, and that's where you fall victim. And if you are sensitive, even the Bible says you should test all spirits. Today we have a lot of fake prophets, but we still have true prophets. But I really need a prophet to prophesy into my life when I have the Holy Spirit in me to guide my contribution. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Great to hear from you this morning. 3 minutes left. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling you from Oyibo.
Good morning. Yes, go on, please. We can hear you. Go on, please.
Hello.
Yes, go on. We can hear you. Go on, please.
I'm calling from Oyibo.
Yes, welcome. Good morning.
The area is blocked now. The area is blocked. There's no way to pass.
Oh.
Because of that road. Bad road.
Okay. Thank you for the update. We're not taking a traffic update yet, but thank you, however, for at least letting us know what's going on in Oyibo. This is the same Oyibo that we had the conversation about 2 days ago, right? Got some criticism for that. Anyway, good morning, Jude. I believe in prophecies because I know God speaks through people to you. But one thing I tell people is this. Have a personal relationship with God and God will speak to you directly. I hear from God when I go into deep worship, when I go into selfless worship. Doris sent someone in from NTA. Final caller, 9.3. Good morning.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, my name is Blossom.
Welcome, Blossom.
Yeah, actually, I just want to share this so that people will also know. We know that we have fake prophets, and the majority of them are fake, but we also have the real one. 2013, you know, because I've been believing God for a child. In my shop there, a little boy just came in, you know, and I didn't even pay attention to him. But he now called my attention and said, "Mom, I have a message for you." And he gave me the prophecy that by this time next year, I'm going to have a child. I looked at him. I said, "Where are you? Where did you come from? You should get his age. You should be. He's a teenager, around that 14, 13 years old." But to cut the story short, I said, "Okay." But I didn't even just believe him. And by that time next year, which was 2014, I had my child. I was believing God for several years. I tried all every means. He gave me. I asked for his phone number. I tried to call that number. And I discovered that number was not even real. It wasn't even existing. So I believe it was sent to me by God. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, we have a lot of them sick. But we should also test our spirit. This boy was real. And his prophecy, my daughter now is 7 years old, to the glory of God. So I just want to share that to us. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Blossom. Interesting. Well, once again, when you get out to your businesses, a lot of weird things, particularly interesting things rather, tend to happen, particularly when you were in Port Harcourt. They do happen. Now, on a final note, just before we get onto our commercial, please, I'd like to remind you, if you do, in the course of your business, get to receive those mails, those people who come with photocopied papers and tell you that they are from so-and-so place and you're meant to pay 10,000 naira for a basket and blah, 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 blah. Please, before you part with your hard-earned money, even if they're threatening you, why don't you go and verify? Get to the offices. Make a call. The FIRS is not invisible in River State. Go make a call. Ask for verification before you make any payments to anybody or any group of persons. I'd like to thank you as always. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.